Autumn Walk at Beechwood Farms. You said, name the world. So I said, I call this a spangle tree. You said, how about a rose-hued spangle tree? That's good, I said. Let's name the world together. No, you do it, you said. What's this? And held up a leaf. Red, three fingers, red mitten leaf, I said. And that? Golden grass, golden grain, mop-top grass, chewberry bush, a dongle hopper. How about this feeling, I said. Can you name it? Can you name this sunlit chill? The meadow brown and gold, the crunch and crackle of the leaves we shuffle through, old friends rarely together? Can you name how we remember being here with suns now grown, tossing pebbles in the water? Here with that botanist who won your heart by naming every plant, even the water weeds? What do you call it? What would he call it when we share tea on a bench and homemade bread with apple butter? When the trail is closed because deer are being hunted with bow and arrow? Name the leaves dying around us, bees probing skeletons of flowers, deer pierced nearby. Name slipping on wet leaves. Name how I catch you. Name me saying, lean on my arm. Name me not saying, you should wear better shoes. Name how the plants are beautiful in old age, like our mothers, hair white as milkweed, skin speckled with seeds. Name how we cocooned in their leaves. Name how their stalks bent yet held when we flew away. Name it all, using only one word, a word you search for, a word you build out of leaves and air, out of memories and forgetting, out of together and apart. Come next November, will we remember this view of bare branches cascading below us if we cannot now find its name? So, name it, you said. Name it with names more beautiful than the real names. Thank you. The friend who was with me on that walk is here tonight, the poet Sharon Fagan McDermott. Thank you, Sharon. Okay. Ferris wheel. I danced past the hospital playroom where bald children rode bicycles because you, my son, would get well. You lay comatose on morphine. At last, a specialist jump-started you. Near home, from your car seat, you spotted the annual carnival, the whirling rides, the colored lights. So I carried you, still limp, in dinosaur pajamas, your feverish head tucked into the curve of my neck. We threaded through sturdy, scampering children to the Ferris wheel. Next year, I whispered into the perfect shell of your ear, We'll ride to the top, and everything down here will look small and far away. Stolen. Someone stole my silver 12-speed from a stairwell in 1979. The building squatted on a dead-end street of cracked sidewalks, crooked poles, a gas station. I was just pausing there after graduation on my way someplace better. I glided out daily on my slim racer to a job downtown and a future. That bike was my only possession that wasn't used or jerry-rigged out of cardboard and cinder blocks. The rest fit in any borrowed car. It spread its wings and we flew, powered by strength I took for granted, since my frame, like the bike's, was forged of carbon steel. We'd coasted back roads, looped Lake Wyola rhymes with cola, which I'd chant as we rolled for lack of much to think about. It was terrible being so young. Nothing anchored me. I could have drifted over that lake like mist, not raising a ripple. That morning, I trotted downstairs in my thrift shop velvet skirt, primed to pedal to work. But my silver steed was gone. I should have called the police, dashed to the bus downtown. But I paused at mail slots, peered under doormats. I checked parking meters, dashed into alleys spiked with broken bottles, even braved the gas station dumpster. I was young enough to call Mom. "Don't mourn," she advised. "Replace," and scratched up 300. I pedaled a red 10-speed for the next 40 years. I stuck to the main roads, accumulating memories and dents in my frame. Now, my gray bike has fat tires. I don't love it, but I don't need to. We have an EV and a furnished home on a street shaded by mature trees. But if you see my silver 12-speed, please let me know. I hope it's not rusting in some junkyard, rims bent, spokes haywire, the fork crumpled. That a new owner keeps it oiled and touched up with matching paint. That it still leans into the wind, gears shifting as smoothly as wishing that everything stolen could be replaced. Thank you. The last poem that I'll read takes some images from the Odyssey. It's called "So Your Penelope Flirted." You lay flat where you fell. You didn't curve with the earth. Had the very air shattered? Shards pricked your skin. Duped, now you knew it, by mine and forever. You, who were famous for being so clever. You braced for the suck of the tunnel of tomorrow. You sensed all at once you'd outgrown your old clothes. You yearned to be cast into some churning ocean, test your force against riptides, waves battering your head, hoist yourself naked on a far rocky shore, a last new land after so many new lands. And there, unleash the cyclone of your vitality, seeded at birth, gathering strength ever since. Even then, your fate had already been fixed. You would wander this world ever a stranger. And while others held maps, your hands would be empty. You would have only your cunning. But what would be out there beyond the red cliffs? And what would you search for in the hot sun? The tent, its cool shadows, the tall glass of water, blood oranges taut with nectar, heaped on a tray or dumped in your lap, a fresh princess tossing her ball. But wouldn't you still slip out under darkness, bundling your memories under your coat? See those storks up there, flapping, beaks pointed like arrows, piercing the wind? What urgency drives them, powering their flight? You too must rise up. You must keep moving forward, or back, or in circles, surge like a stream over stones to keep clear. So lift your face, sniff the wind, toss a coin, push onward. Go light as a dancer, dipping and spinning to the partner of music. And if there's no path, your footsteps will make one. And when you clamber the ledges and look back at twilight, you'll trace the stipples you pressed in the plain, if just perforations to be ripped by the wind, rough edges irreparable, till at last darkness covers them over. Thank you.